Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at January 2024. We have finally made it into 2024. So happy new year. And we're going to take a look at each individual life path number, the forecast for January 2024. Before we get into that, though, if you haven't already watched or listened to your forecast for 2024, it is up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each individual life path number. I highly suggest checking that out. Also, if you haven't already booked some time with me to have your own personal year ahead forecast completed or your numerology reading, I also highly suggest that. And you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to take a look and to work with you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the magic of this new year. Life path number three. So January for you all is a sort of a continuation of December. You are going to be again working with your own energy of the three. You're also going to be working with the energy of Blue Heron. So I really love this energy to start off the new year, because what's really coming through for you all for January is sort of this energy of vitality, right? Like really, truly like finding an outlet for your creative expression to really let your light shine. Anywhere where it is that you've been holding yourself back, this is the time to break free. This is the time to experiment and try new things. And, you know, especially if it's something that you really want to do, but you have some kind of irrational fear around doing it, this would be such a supportive month for just taking the risk and doing it, just seeing what happens without having much sort of expectation or too much, or trying to control the outcome too much. This would just be a great time to get started. Just do it. Just put one foot in front of the other and just say yes to whatever this is. Because ultimately, by doing this, by saying yes to your own creative expression, your own, you know, a project that you've been wanting to work on, a launch, something like that, by saying yes to that, you're ultimately saying yes to yourself, right? You're giving yourself permission to share that side of yourself or that piece of yourself with the world or with others in a very like sort of vulnerable way, which can be a little challenging and can be a little scary. But three energy just sort of naturally has this optimism, this idealism about them. And so typically, and so use that to your advantage this month to really, you know, have sort of an attitude of, you know, what's the worst that can happen? And if it's not sort of super dire, you know, where it's like, if it's not going to create some kind of, you know, if the stakes aren't too high, let's put it that way. If the stakes aren't too high, go for it. Just give it a shot. Just try it. Just put yourself out there. It's not uncommon for threes to have fear around sort of being in the spotlight. Not all threes, but some threes, because three by default is sort of like this big, boisterous energy. And a lot of people just don't know how to handle that energy, including the three themselves. And so a lot of times it's just easier for the three to sort of minimize who they are and not share that silly, sort of dorky side of themselves, that fun, free-spirited side of themselves. And we so need that in the world. We so need that in the world. So I have a friend who's a three. And it's so interesting because he will always, like, he'll be super silly and then he'll apologize for it. And, you know, that's just, you know, it's unfortunate, but his experience in life has been, when I'm silly, when I'm not super serious, when I'm just sort of, you know, having fun and just being, you know, a kid and just having a good time, you know, people, or when I'm overly optimistic or idealistic, you know, in my magic, people don't know how to handle that. And so he has been sort of shamed or encouraged to feel shame or guilt around that side of himself. And so, and really, you know, what I always tell him is we need more of that in the world. We need more of that silliness, more of that play, more of that fun, that exploration, you know, just all the beauty that the three brings to the table and that we all have within us. But what's beautiful about it is the three sort of becomes that beacon. You know, when you all are in your glory, you become this light, this energy of inspiration for the rest of us to, you know, step into our own silliness, our own imagination, our own creativity, all of the beauty that life has to offer. And it's such a beautiful quality. So my point is, this month, if there's some area in your life where you have minimized yourself, where you feel like you have to apologize for who you are, et cetera, this is such a great month to step into that side of yourself, whether it's your creative expression, whether it's just a part of your personality that you've been sort of trying to keep in the shadows. This is the time to step out and just truly, just be you, right? Because again, the world needs more of that. Also, what's interesting is, well, let me back up. So this is also a great time for you all to, again, perhaps create or find a new, exciting, different outlet to express yourself. So, you know, three, it's all about communication as well. So you could find a different way of communicating or sharing your message, the written, the spoken word in some way. This could be the year that you write a book. This could be the year you start a podcast or a YouTube channel or some, you know, some platform on social media. Or maybe you create your own platform. Who knows, right? This could be a big, big month or a big year for you all for that. And you're kicking it off this month where it's really pushing you to step into your vitality, to step into your essence, to step into how it is that you want to present in the world and how it is that you want to share your gifts or your ideas with the world. What does that look like? And it can always evolve and change, especially as a three. But where you would trip yourself up and where this energy is trying to put the focus on is the area where you're holding yourself back from doing it out of fear, out of lack of confidence, out of shame, out of whatever it may be. So there's some area of your life that there's a part of you that wants to come out into the spotlight. And so you may find many opportunities this month and this year to come out into the spotlight in that way. And it could feel really scary, but it could also feel really, really good. With Blue Heron, there's definitely something here about, you know, usually Blue Heron can indicate some kind of a positive omen, some kind of positive development that you've potentially been working on. There could be some kind of peacemaking that happens under this energy as well. So if there's been any kind of discord or if, especially with communication, if the lines of communication have been sort of blurred or there's been miscommunication or lack of communication, you could see that really pick up this month where the lines of communication are open. There's, you know, you're starting to talk to this person or this group of people again, and you're actually making some headway. Now, the key to this is it may be that you're the one that has to initiate that conversation and just be prepared for that. Don't let your pride get in the way of having those deeper conversations, because I do think that, especially in January, you'll likely find that conversations need to happen. And without those conversations happening, we can't have progress. And so, but again, it may be you that has to initiate and start that conversation. If you can do that, and if you can overcome your pride to do that, you could see peace coming to that situation. You could see diplomacy. You could really see some positive outcomes from that. And it may be that you need to, again, sort of alter your communication methods in some way to make sure that you're being understood, that the person is hearing what you're saying. And you don't have control over that, but you do have control over, you know, how it is that you're finding out from them what it is that they need and what it is, where the misunderstanding is, so that you can clarify. So I really love this energy for you all. I mean, obviously it's your own energy, so it's beautiful, of course. But I really do think it's going to be pushing you to bring it from the shadows, that side of yourself that is really uniquely you, that really is uniquely three energy that has been just like raring to come out into the sunshine and be seen and be experienced, which can be a little scary and a little daunting, but you know, it's so needed in the world. It's so needed. So I hope that you find every opportunity to shine and new outlets to shine. And yeah, don't hold back. So be that big, you know, silly energy that, you know, you are or can be. and encourage the rest of us to do it as well. So I hope it is a beautiful start to 2024 for you all. Thank you so much for being here with me, and I will see you again soon. Bye for now.